fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Almost 500 children present to the emergency department every year with a scald or burn. More than half of the children admitted to the hospital are under the age of 5. Severe burns and scalds can be devastating to a child and their family, requiring multiple hospital visits and lifelong scarring. Many of these injuries are preventable. With National Burns Awareness Month upon us, joining us this morning to give us the scoop on all things burns prevention is Scott Phillips from KidSafe WA. Welcome, Scott, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Before we talk about National Burns Awareness Month, can you please tell us about your work in particular with KidSafe WA?
Yeah, KidSafe WA, our mission is to prevent, you know, disability or death from injuries to our children. Unfortunately, each year about 9,000 children will go to an emergency department in Western Australia for an injury, and the most unfortunate part of that is 27 of them will die from something that we would think would be an accident. So our job is to just make sure that their community knows some simple strategies they can use just to minimise that risk so that all the children in WA can have a fantastic life.
Absolutely. Helping prevent these accidents that lead to, wow, a staggering number, 27 deaths per year and 9,000 hospital visits. It's nothing you'd want to be hearing or seeing. June is National Burns Awareness Month. What do you hope to achieve through this month?
Well, June is the start of winter for us, so we like to highlight burns at this point, although they happen all year. But really, it's about some simple strategies for people to use, particularly in their homes, to prevent burns to children or to adults, and also to make sure that if a burn unfortunately does happen, that people know the correct first aid.
Okay, of course. And it does make sense now that I hear it, that it is the first month of June. Of course, you'd be having more hot drinks and sitting around the fire or the heater more often now. And you probably haven't turned on the heater in about a year or so. So it does make sense. What are some of the most common causes of burns and scalds to children?
So when we look at children, the number one place children get burned is in the kitchen and particularly around meal times, and it's normally our youngest children. So it's normally from hot fluid, so it's normally a scald from tipping a saucepan or a hot drink onto themselves or pulling down a plate full of noodles. That is one of the most common places in the home. Although as we move through the house, we also have to make sure that children are supervised, particularly around bathing and showering with hot water into the house. More and more, as you said, we're turning heaters on at this time of the year in our living type areas. So make sure that you have a guard around any open flames or heat source, but also make sure that children are supervised around these things. And another thing that's starting to raise its head is bringing the hot water bottles into beds or wheat packs that are being heated up or electric blankets, just to make sure that people know that we would suggest hot water bottles don't be used at all. But these things are supposed to warm the bed before the child gets in, and just to make sure that children aren't heating their own wheat packs.
Okay, of course, it seems like many of these daily household features are mostly preventable, and it's something I'm sure you'd be raising awareness on this month. What hidden hazards that cause burns or scalds often go unnoticed that parents should be aware of, especially at home?
I think one of the things that we like people to know is that most houses, new houses, will have a tempering device for the water temperature coming to the house at 50 degrees. Water at 60 degrees can burn a child quite quickly. So if you're in a new house or renovated, it should be in place. But if you're unsure whether you have water tempering into your house, contact a qualified plumber, a licensed plumber, to come and just check that out for you, because it is a big source of children being burnt. And, you know, if you've got little ones in baths, make sure that you have tap covers so that they can't turn these taps on and off while they're in there.
Okay, fair enough. And just to reiterate, that was setting the gas water temperature to an appropriate level this winter?
Yeah, there is. Most houses will have a tempering device on the delivery of water, the temperature that can be delivered into a bathroom or laundry. So just to make sure that that's still working, or if you're not sure if you have one of those in your house, just get a licensed plumber to check that for you.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have any further tips and tricks for reducing the risk of burns around the house?
One of the, we've said hot drinks are a common cause, and we just need to know that little children, particularly, they learn by imitating. So if they see us with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee all day sipping at it, firstly, they know that that's good to drink, and they want to do that too. So just, they will try everything to get to that cup. So all of us have a cupboard now full of keep cups or travel mugs. So one quick tip is just to make sure these things are kept out of reach of children. But if you are going to have a coffee or tea going all day, put that into a keep cup or something. We've all got them. And that just minimises that risk of the spill onto a small child.
Okay, nice, neat, easy tip there, using keep cups for hot drinks instead of mugs. That can definitely be an opportunity for a scald or burn, an easy thing that we can do in the household to prevent burns. In the case of a burn or scald, what should and shouldn't be done?
Well, it's really important that when this does happen, a burn can be devastating to a family and devastating to the child. And a burn injury is years and years of treatment if it's not treated well in the beginning. So we have Fiona Wood in our, Dr. Fiona Wood in our state, who's done a lot of research into the best first aid. And the best first aid for a burn is to make sure that you run it under cool running water for 20 minutes. That's 20 full minutes of cool running water. That will make sure that that burn, which can continue to burn for up to 48 hours, is cooled down. It also, if we put that in place, we also make sure that there's reduced scarring and a much better outcome for treatment and for the life of that child. So the methodology first is to remove any clothing or nappies or anything from the burn, as long as it's not stuck to the burn. That's where you need a professional to remove that. Then run cool running water for 20 minutes over that. If you don't have cool running water, it can be immersed in a bucket of water or with a clean cloth changed regularly to cool down that burn. Now, the next thing that we need to know is you never put any ointments or any butters or oils or things like that on the burn, which sometimes people have heard in the past, but you never put anything else onto the burn because that can actually cause the burn to become worse. The next part is then you do need to seek medical attention if the burn is on a foot or a hand or a face or buttocks or genitals, but also if that burn is bigger than 20% piece or it's blistering, then you need to seek medical attention.
Okay, just to reiterate once again, definitely seek medical attention if the burn is blistering on your foot, hands, face, buttocks or genitals.
Yes, or if it's bigger than 20 cent piece, so bigger than 3 centimetres, you really should seek medical attention.
Okay, fair enough. Some easy tips there to recognise whether or not it will be bad enough for a hospital visit, an emergency visit. Of course, running under cool water for 20 full minutes and no ointments or oils should be applied to the burns for the best case recovery. Lastly, where can people go for further information and resources about burns and scalds and even National Burns Awareness Week?
At the moment, we have, you can always find on KidSafe WA website or our KidSafe National website. We have a checklist there for people who are wondering about some of these things. We have about auditing your house. We have a checklist there for you to go through and some things to change or check in your house. Also, ANSBA, which is the Australian and New Zealand Burns Association of Australia and New Zealand, they have a lot of resources there on their page. And also we're lucky enough in WA to have the Fiona Wood Foundation, which has the latest research and the latest first aid details, particularly for burns.
Brilliant. Plenty of resources to go and check out if you're interested in learning more or protecting the safety of burns and scalds in your own home. Thanks so much for taking the time and talking to us this morning, Scott.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're listening to On the Record.
Talking all things burns prevention's just there. Scott Phillips from KidSafe WA. A few easy tips to take care of while we are entering the winter months, and plenty of hot things can be predicaments in the household, such as hot soups and hot drinks. You can use keep cups instead to assist in not spilling the hot waters as many kids start to experience burns and rush to emergency hospitals at this time of year. Some other things to do if you do get burnt: run the burn under cool running water for 20 minutes to reduce scarring. That's a full 20 minutes. Remove clothing from around the burn as long as it's not stuck to the burn. If it's stuck to the scald or burn, you will need to seek medical attention. And of course, do not apply ointments or oils to the burn. And one last thing worth mentioning, do seek medical attention if you have a burn larger than a 20-cent piece, or if it's blistering on your feet, hands, face, buttocks, or genitals. Once again, a big thanks to Scott Phillips there from KidSafe WA, letting us know all about National Burns Awareness Week. If you'd like to learn more, you can head to healthywa.wa.gov.au, the KidSafe website, kidsafewa.com.au. There's a list of house safety checks you can do if you do have children at home. It is great to be aware of a few tips and tricks to keep your home safe from potential burning incidents. As well as those, there's also the injurymatters.org.au website. That's injurymatters.org.au.